Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
He still believes the American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning.
Hey, Tim. It's Randy Miller, student body president. Damn glad to meet you.
Hi, Randy. Is that a clip-on?
Hey, this is so good, man. I'm so excited about this. Tim Matheson, of course, actor, director, producer. You know him best probably for Otter in the 1978, I can't believe it's 78, National Lampoon's Animal House. he's been all through Hollywood. He's got a brand new book that I can't wait to read. It's called Tim Matheson, Damn Glad to Meet You, My 7 Decades in Hollywood Trenches. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Randy. How are you doing?
Man, you sound exactly the same. And I look over your career, and I'm like, is this guy 110 years old? I mean, I didn't realize you were the original voice of Johnny Quest.
Yes, yes. I was so lucky because I had been a kid actor, and I was never like the star of the show. I was like one of the star's friends or the second friend or something. You know, I had, you know, just some small parts and commercials and stuff when I was a kid actor. And then I outgrew that phase and I got taller and started becoming a young teenager. And what do I do now? So all of a sudden got cast as Johnny Quest, the voice cartoons for about 2 years.
I love Johnny Quest. I love Johnny Quest.
Me too. It was such an adventure to do it, and that part of the show business, I had no idea that these actors, these voice actors, were as talented and wonderful to work with as Mel Blanc, who did all the Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, and you know, and all the Daffy Duck and all those characters. They were brilliant actors.
Oh my gosh. And now, did you also do the voice of Haji?
Haji was my buddy. No, he was a guy named Danny Bravo played Haji. And I had enough trouble just doing one voice.
That was such. Oh, and I want to say Race Bannon. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Yeah, Race Bannon was you know, our sort of bodyguard and adventure leader, you know.
Oh, that's so cool. That is very cool. We're talking to Tim Matheson here on the National Defense and his new book, Damn Glad to Meet You, My 7 Decades in the Hollywood Trenches. And you have done, I mean, I kind of describe myself, Tim, as a cobbler because I like to do a lot of different things. That kind of seems how your career has been too, right?
Yeah, you know, I had to learn my craft. And it was sort of on the job training. As I mean, I didn't really study as a kid actor. I was just a kid, so I could,
sure.
I knew what that was like. But as I got older and was, you know, getting better parts and more emotional parts, that's when I started studying and being a craftsman and trying to learn how do the real good actors do this. Mm. So I actually said, you know, I studied Shakespeare and Stanislavski and Strasberg, and I tried every different kind of acting that I could. I was into improv. That's what got me into Animal House and the comedy.
Oh, really? What kind of, were you with a group, an improv group?
We formed an improv group. I was in the very beginnings of a group called the Groundlings here in Los Angeles.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. A lot of famous people came from the Groundlings.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Saturday Night Live, Lorraine Newman, Phil Hartman, yeah. You know, Pee Wee Herman. I mean, a lot of those people came out of the Groundlings, yeah.
Did you ever do an SNL, by the way?
Never did. I'd go visit when Belushi was there,
sure.
Way back at the beginning,
sure.
You know, and there was kind of a little bit of, I don't know, an edge to Lorne Michaels about the movie business and you, Belushi and
yeah.
Chevy going off to do that. You know, he didn't particularly care that he wanted him there all the time.
I was just going to say, you weren't dangerous enough, I guess, for...
I think you're absolutely right. I was Belushi's pal, so.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels said, yeah, he never invited me to host the show.
Well, how is that experience doing Animal House? I mean, that's, you know, obviously iconic, and it's one of those movies that you have to watch, every single year. It never goes out of style. how did you get the part?
I was lucky enough to beg for an audition. They wouldn't let me audition. They said, no, he's a cowboy or a surfer, because I've been doing a lot
right,
of that.
Right, right.
You know, my hair was long, and they said, no, he's a cowboy or a surfer. He's not preppy. So I begged for an audition. I said, just let me get in a room and try it. And if they don't like it, then I could happily, you know, or unhappily leave, but at least I got a shot at it. And I got that shot, and I went in and improvised, because I was studying improv and improvised with Peter Riegert on the script. That is such a wonderful script.
Yeah.
And the scene just clicked, you know. I mean, we started doing stuff that we had Harold Ramis and John Landis and Doug Kenny and Ivan Reitman, producers and writers and directors, just laughing hilariously. and so after 2 days of auditioning like that, I got the part.
Oh, man. And you're perfect. I mean, I can't imagine. You were kind of Chevy Chase before Chevy Chase. You know, I mean, that smooth guy that comes in, and then you go on to so many other different things. I mean, West Wing, you directed a bunch of stuff, but then you go back and you go, wait a minute, this guy was also on Bonanza and The Virginian. And I mean, there's so many different facets of your career, and we're talking to Tim Matheson, his new book, Damn Glad to Meet You, My 7 Decades in the Hollywood Trenches. So that's all the great stuff. Stuff, Tim, do you have the other stuff in the book too? The stuff that didn't go right.
Oh yeah, I mean I think it's all part of the same thing. You know, it's Randy. It's like we all. I mean, the different jobs that I took and the different directions my career went in was because one phase of the career ended. You know, like they stopped making westerns. I did westerns for about 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Bonanza, The Virginia, you know, and The Quest with Kurt Russell, and when the westerns ended, now what am I going to do? That's when I was studying improv and moved into comedy and was fortunate enough to then all of a sudden, if I did a series of movies, you know, some were really good movies, but they didn't necessarily make a lot of money at the box office. So now the jobs were in television and directing television movies. So I just sort of went where the work was. And, you know, it's like in baseball, you know, if I was a pitcher and all of a sudden my fastball has lost 4 miles an hour, I better learn to throw a better curveball, or I better learn to throw a knuckleball, you know,
right.
Or something. What am I going to do now? You know, so that was often what got me to the next phase of my career, I think.
Well, and one of these phases too, Tim, I didn't know about this. This is great. In 1989, you and your partner, Dan Grodnick, bought National Lampoon. You bought National Lampoon. What's that look like?
Well, I'll tell you why I did it. It was because the Lampoon was going through It was an America's Humor magazine of outrageous humor.
Absolutely the best.
Oh, it was so good. And it, after Animal House, everybody pulled away from the magazine and it sort of let it sort of go on its own. And it was kind of losing readership and it was losing money. And so I put together a consortium of money and people to take it over and try and revitalize it. And unfortunately, the people that had the money sometimes were a little more unscrupulous than I had hoped for, and we couldn't make it work. But the big lesson I learned was, you know, show business. I thought the snakes were in show business, but they're just in business. I mean, there were some pretty tough characters we had to run into.
Oh, I'll bet.
Tell you.
I'll bet. Yeah, we're talking to Tim Matheson here on The National Defense, his new book, Damn Glad to Meet You, My 7 Decades in the Hollywood Trenches. And Tim, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And you've been a part of so much of that. But now you were in the reserves. Do I have that right?
That's correct. I was in the Marine Corps. I was in the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Semper Fi and proud to be a Marine. And, that was one of the things that made me grow up. And, you know, I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to serve my country. This was during the Vietnam War, 1968.
Sure.
And I wanted, but I didn't want to be in the Army. I didn't want to be drafted and sent to Vietnam because that was ending very badly for so many Americans, young Americans.
Right.
So, and I knew there was better training. I knew a couple of buddies of mine were in the Marine Corps. So, and I got the good fortune. I think Bob Hope helped me apply for a Marine reservist role.
Bob Hope helped you apply?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, and that can't hurt, you know, because Bob was always doing all his tours and entertainment tours for all the soldiers. So I learned so much in boot camp and Marine Corps boot camp, and I was a squad leader. And I think all of the experiences I had in boot camp and ITR and combat training and the Marine Corps helped me be a better director because I learned how to handle tough situations
and
get people revved up and work together. And I really learned, you know, it's a team. Everything we do, a team makes it better. And I learned that in the Corps, and I learned that certainly. I think it applies to show business, and I think it applies to any business we're in.
Yeah, and well, so hey, thank you so much for your service, Tim. Thank you for just the many years of great entertainment. The book is called Damn Glad to Meet You. It's out now. And continued great success, man. Keep going.
Well, Randy, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and I want to extend my thanks and my admiration to all our military all around the world.
Much appreciated, man. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. imported content.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
The biggest bath event of the year has arrived at the Home Depot. Right now, enjoy up to 40% off select online bath, from matching faucets and accessories to vanity lighting and mirrors. Small changes go a long way. Give your bath a fresh new look with pieces that fit your style with up to 40% off select online bath, only at HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. Jerry is on assignment, but let me tell you who never stops working are veteran service officers for the VFW. You know, we talk about this every week, which is great because it's always a great story. We talked to Ron Sherry a couple of weeks ago about helping some people and getting some things done for some individuals that have to kind of weave their way through this maze of VA benefits, and another VFW veteran service officer on the phone with us today on the National Defense. It's Rachel Powell. Rachel, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. You get one of the best jobs in the world, don't you?
We do. Awesome.
And the things that you guys do and the way that you're able to help people on a daily basis, you know, it doesn't get reported a lot. It doesn't get a lot of attention except to the people that you're helping. But there was something happened last week that we absolutely need to talk about. This was a gentleman that you helped that was a Vietnam vet, correct?
Correct.
And he had been working on a claim, I guess, for years on a presumptive illness that had not been included in the list. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. He'd filed in 1996 for a heart condition, and VA did not recognize that as a presumptive or Agent Orange up until 2011, I believe, 2012.
So 1996, this gentleman has been fighting to get a benefit.
Correct.
And so I would imagine over the course of that many years, you eventually just say it's not going to happen.
He did. He had given up on that aspect and had actually came into us for different reasons.
Really?
Yep. And when we were filing the other claims, that's when we started talking about his heart. And because he makes travel all the way over across the state to get special treatment for his heart.
And he had already had open-heart surgery,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Correct. So he has to he's traveled quite a bit, I believe Colorado, and get special things for his heart, you know, special treatment for his heart. And when we started talking about that, it came to the realization that he needed to file for his ischemic heart. That's when we found out he had already tried to do that once before in 1996. So
a lot of times, and I'm sure you guys run into this a lot, because you've got to be updated on the training, and you've got to take classes, and you've got to know all the latest and the greatest, what's happening at the VA, and what's on the newest presumptive illness list and everything like that. So you guys are up to date, but a lot of other people are not. And that's why it's so important that people go to the VFW, talk to a veteran service officer, and just say, hey, what can I do? And I'm sure you probably open a lot of eyes every day, don't you?
Yeah, we do. It's neat, though, to help someone that had no idea of a benefit that was there.
Well, here's the, yeah, and here's what happened with the benefit that wasn't there, or that he didn't know. It was retroactive, right?
Correct.
To the tune of $500,000.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's winning the lottery.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
Lump sum for...
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. To somebody who, number one, had given up on it, number two, didn't even know that he qualified for it anymore, and then finds out, guess what? I mean, what did you call the guy and tell him when you found out that he was getting the money?
Well, what happened is he had stated, he told me he got a letter, but when they first send out their initial letters, they do not give them all that information. So then I, in turn, went into the system and found it and then called him back, and I said, I think we need to meet.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell him over the phone. I wanted to make sure he understood exactly what was happening, because it is quite a bit of money. And
especially a guy with a heart condition.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, we need to meet in person to tell. So what was that meeting like?
It was so humbling. I mean, he's so nice, and he's just so quiet and laid-back guy, and he kind of was just in such a state of shock. I think I was more excited at first than he was. I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're getting all this back, and he's just looking at me like, yeah. And I just think it was unreal for him because he had tried for so long.
Wow.
So it is the most wonderful feeling to be able to share that with him.
Oh, man. I mean, it's just it's a life-changer. It's a life-changing experience. And the fact that, you know, you guys do that on a daily basis. And, I mean, not always to the tune of $500,000, sometimes more.
No.
but I mean, that is just, that's amazing stuff. And I'm sure the gentleman thanks you in his prayers every night. And I mean, it's just a great, great job you guys do over there, Rachel. Really,
we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Rachel Powell from the VFW, Veteran Service Officer. Just a tremendous story. Every time, and it just keeps happening over and over. And guess how much they charge for that service? Guess how much? Zero. It's zero. Unbelievable. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Bank of America is full of lies. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump called out Bank of America for debanking people for their conservative politics, they issued a statement full of lies. Remember who gave the FBI a list of customers that made transactions around January 6th? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, of course, you know her from Fox News, Emily Campagno. She's the co-host of Outnumbered and the host of Fox News Audio's The Fox True Crime Podcast. And she has got a brand new book out, which is, in a word, fantastic. I mean, it's just, it's so good and it's so perfect for this audience. It's called Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. Stories that we've heard over the past 12, 13 years on this show, but to have this compendium and a testimony from the actual troops is just so special. And she joins us here on the National Defense. Emily, how are you?
Good morning, Randy. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you. Listen, you are on the show with one of our best buddies. We're based here in Kansas City, and you work with Harris Faulkner.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Oh, that's so great.
You got to tell Harris, I said hello. She was just on the show with us a couple of months ago, and it was great to start like old home week because, you know, she worked in Kansas City for quite a while.
I absolutely will. She talks about Kansas City and you guys all the time. I know she misses you.
Well, of course she does when the Chiefs are winning.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't mean to bring up football to you because I know I know that's also close to your heart. You cheered for the Raiderettes in Oakland, and one of the five NFL cheerleaders to visit U.S. troops deployed throughout Iraq and Kuwait on a USO tour. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much. And look, I hope I haven't lost half your audience by coming here as a Raiders fan through and through. But look, hey, No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, our audience is all over the world. So, you know, we get it from all sides.
Okay, good. Really was, I'll say, the honor of a lifetime. And it's on par with being the author of this book because I consider in both roles that I'm a messenger. And that, to me, is the greatest honor. And when I visited the troops in Iraq and Kuwait in 2009, you know, I brought with me the support and the prayers and the love of millions of Americans. And I took that ambassadorial role so seriously. And it was such an incredible honor to witness the brave men and women that were serving over there and join their boots on the ground for just a moment in time. You know, there's nothing like being there physically. And so to have that 2-week in-country experience and then to bring it back here, and that's really colored a lot of my life and my career since. And then now coming full circle and serving as a messenger for these warfighters, and what their stories and what those warfighters look like, because, you know, as you know, the battlefield isn't limited to geography. It's also home after catastrophic injuries and after battling the grief from the ultimate sacrifice and what PTSD looks like and all the things. And so to have, again, that opportunity to share their stories and their voices, I'm deeply humbled by that. And there's a connection between the two. While we were over there, we went to Sadr City, and for I'm sure your audience knows, you know, that's not a usual stop for,
yeah, right,
for anyone,
right,
let alone like celebrities, let alone five girls from the NFL in literally our cheerleading outfits. So when that happened, it was sort of a shock to everyone there. We didn't understand it. We were like, no, it's definitely here on the itinerary. We're going, you know, to meet it, or to us, it didn't mean anything differently than another name because we weren't familiar with it. And when we finally arrived, the guys were just like, we cannot believe you're like a desert mirage.
Right,
like,
right.
You didn't speak at all. It would happen. And what is that the Black Hawk to take us away, it was at least supposed to be a, you know, sort of typical, which was really a 2 or 3 hour visit. That Black Hawk got diverted for a medevac, and we ended up spending the night in Sadr City.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
I'll never forget that the commander in charge, who's then a lieutenant colonel, and Tim Carter, and he says to us, I have 3 daughters at home, and I am not going to bed until you girls are safely out of here. You know, blood pressure through the roof, panicking. And we were like, oh, this is great. Like, slumber party. You know, I think, again, we didn't grasp. It's not that we were naive, but we were simply not soldiers, you know. And
right.
So we ended up staying the night, never went to bed. We hung out in the courtyard all night with these guys. And it was like, it was like a night, you know, a camp night, you know, where you're like bonding, telling stories, laughing, playing games all night. And so I like to think that it was like a night from home for these guys.
Oh,
and for
yeah.
Us,
oh, I'm sure
yeah.
It was. I'm sure it was. And I'm sure it's a night that they'll never forget. And so, Emily, sometimes it's good not to know where you're going, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because things like that and those lifetime bonds emerge. And the 3 days after that really incredible evening, those guys ran over an IED, and Colonel Karcher lost his legs. And on the way back from medevacking him out or taking him to the ambulance, which was a 9-hour trek, the guys ran over another IED, and Sergeant Timothy David lost his life.
Oh, wow.
And he was younger than I was at the time. And it was so impactful to us. And we still deeply mourn the loss and send our prayers to that family. And Tim Karcher's story is in this book, Randy, because we reunited 15 years later, and it was the most incredible reunion, the most incredible story. His story and mine, his story of survival and rehabilitation and how he never lost faith throughout. And that's just one tiny bit of one small story in this really extraordinary book.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're talking to Emily Campagno here on National Defense, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox News, and the new book is called Under His Wings. And Emily, I applaud you for just getting this info out of some of these war fighters, because, as you know, if you've talked to many of them, they're not very forthcoming, number one, about what they did in the military, sometimes even to their family, but then to share with you how their faith played into every single day and every single second that they were on the battlefield. Credit to you for getting that information out and making it into such a beautiful story.
Thank you for seeing that, because to be honest, a few had never shared that story with anyone in their lives. And for them to honor me with and trust me with listening and hearing and then carrying that story forward and capturing it adequately, I mean, that was a major prayer of mine, was that I honor their voices accurately and to a degree that they felt heard and seen. And from their reactions, which, you know, that was what I primarily cared about, was the reactions of these war fighters. And they were all so deeply touched and pleased. And so I credit God with all of that, because it's their voices. I mean, that's the success of this book, immediately debuting at number one, and how much people have felt impacted by it, is all because of these warfighter stories.
Boy, and I love that. I mean, you know, anytime you see a book that is so important like this one is, and for people to embrace that, it just gives you a good feeling about our country, to be honest with you. And you also don't limit it just to the warfighters. You know, we have a lot of Gold Star moms on this show, and you have a great story with Laura DeRue, if you could talk about that a little bit.
She's just such an incredible ray of light, and she lost her son Gabriel in Iraq from a sniper's shot, and his fellow soldiers nicknamed him John 3:16 because he was such a strong Christian, such a good model on the battlefield. And Randy, he wrote home to his parents, to Laura and his dad. He said, if there's a grenade, I'm going to be the first one on it, because these other guys, they need more time to get right with God. And that kind of incredible self-sacrificial mindset for a soldier that was so young. I mean, he's so young. And he ended up making the ultimate sacrifice. And his mom, Laura, has since become president of the Gold Star Mothers Association and other organizations, where she brought back being able to talk about faith in these ceremonies and funerals, being able to talk about God and Jesus, and really serve as a witness and prayer partner for these other families that go through that unfathomable loss. And she credits Gabriel's light with influencing her and impacting thus like generations. So to your point, there's so many voices in here, that the chaplains and ministers and spouses and mothers and
medics.
Yes. It's a constellation that fights these wars. It's the war fighters and all the support and their families. And these, I think it deeply resonates and would deeply resonate with anyone reading this, because the whole point is we all serve and we all fight.
Right.
Shop the Home Depot's biggest bath event of the year and get up to 40% off select online vanities. Plus, get it delivered for free. Whether you're going for trendy and modern or cozy and timeless, there's a vanity that will perfectly complement your style. Get up to 40% off select online vanities only at HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles in a publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years. and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
On December 18th, the city of Long Beach joined nonprofit developer Century Affordable Development, Inc. and other partnering organizations to celebrate the grand opening of The Cove, an affordable housing development that serves low-income and very low-income veterans, including those who have experienced homelessness. This new addition to the Century Villages at Cabrillo Community in West Long Beach provides residents with high-quality studio apartment homes and essential on-site supportive services. It is our duty to support our veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Normal life, right?
Yes. And that was a big part, I think, of the message of Command Sergeant Major Tom Satterley and Jen Satterley. You know, they founded the All Secure Foundation.
Yes.
He survived Black Hawk Down, Mogadishu, and all of that. But as he says, you know, the real battle was after all that, after these historically long and violent battles that he survived, that people see movies and read books about. But the real fight didn't begin until he got home and had to battle the demons of PTSD and of survivor's guilt and of so much more, including the moral injury that many of our war fighters face. And for him to go through the grace of self-forgiveness and the forgiveness of Jesus, and then realizing that this rehabilitation and the moving forward can only occur when you include the spirit too, the mind, body, and spirit. That's a tremendous message from that amazing couple and their foundation now that, again, through the book too, has really served to help so many others. So they are just serving as a complete light and as a light to others that it doesn't end when you take off the uniform, not by a long
right.
shot, and you
right.
are never alone in it.
That's the amazing thing to me too, Emily, about how people that have that DNA in them to serve and to go out and protect their country. A lot of times when they come back, they continue to serve, whether it's Team Rubicon, whether it's Wounded Warrior, whatever it is, they continue to do that. And I think that's a lot due to their faith in God and what their mission is. And you talk a lot about surrender. In your book, and I love the story of Major Jeff Strucker from the Army that found that peace that passes all understanding, right?
Oh, yes. Such an incredible story. He, too, survived the Battle of Mogadishu, and he essentially, this is a emblematic of the book in that you might think you know the story or yes, you know this portion, but the real impact occurred later and after. And essentially throughout that, again, historically long and violent battle there in Somalia, his guys noticed around him that he had this sort of preternatural calm. It's not that he was, X'd out of the fight. He was fighting, but he was calm. And afterward, as they were gathered on the tarmac with devastation and death all around them, they said, man, I want what you have, Jeff. What was that? And he said, it's Jesus. And he talked about that. He said, look, man, I knew I was going home either way. And that's the thing. When you have this faith, if I die on that battlefield, I know I'm going home for eternal life with my Lord and Savior. And if I survive, I'm going home, he said, to my high school sweetheart who's pregnant with our first child. And he said, either way, I'm secure in that and I'm okay with it. And to a man now, every single person in that unit is Christian through his influence and through his calling to ministry. And that kind of that empathy and that kind of experience, as you also read in the other chaplains, that when you have that combat experience, it takes a certain kind of that combat veteran to resonate with those still in combat. And so that connection to your point about helping the community still and serving others, it's a continued cycle. And it's so important. These guys that dedicate their whole lives in and out of uniform to helping each other who are still in and out and all the things. It's a constantly, it's a family that's constantly evolving and constantly receiving the gifts from each other, which is quite miraculous.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're talking to Emily Campagno here from Fox News, co-host of Outnumbered, and the book Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. And, Emily, you talk about empathy, and sometimes people regard empathy as weakness. But I will tell you, from everybody that we've talked to, men and women of faith that have served in the military, that is always a point of strength to me. I mean, that's a boldness, and especially in leadership. And I love the last verse that you have in the book, which absolutely sums up, I think, perfectly the idea of war fighters. The wicked flee through no one, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. It's Proverbs 28:1. I love that.
I love that too. And I thought it was a perfect fit. You know, that concludes Morgan Ortegas's chapter, where as a woman of Jewish faith, it was so important. Part of the Jewish faith is that the concept that you leave the world a better place, that you help to repair it. And that's not just enough to sort of exist within the confines of your own body. And so she talks about what it was like to, in her role as a lieutenant in the Navy, but also as a spokesperson for our Department of State at the time during the first administration, to be bold in faith, to serve as a model for everyone in the world, what being bold in faith looks like, and that's part of the charge for her. And obviously for her, it dealt as well with international diplomacy, standing up for women and those persecuted on the grounds of religion. But it's also transcends sort of to this bigger manifestation, which is just living boldly in your faith. And you mentioned a combat medic earlier, and I felt bad that I sort of like mulled over it. And I just want to acknowledge that point, because the boldness here can translate to that too. And the medic story I have in there, which is my friend Jessica, yeah. She's so funny and her stories are so serious, and yet she tells them with such this humorous tone. So I have to say that it's not in the book, but she learned after the book was going to printing, which is why I couldn't add it in, that all of the men in there, that the story she told of trying to save their lives, she learned as the book had just gone to print 15, 20 years later, that all of them had survived. And that is an incredible update to be able to report. Yeah.
Wow. You know, the other thing, Emily, did you feel any pressure at all when you're collecting these stories and you're talking about faith? I mean, there's a tremendous pressure, I would think, to absolutely get it right. I mean, you know, when you're representing faith and Christianity, it's a big load to bear, and you got to make sure that you're accurate, right?
Yes, I mean, I definitely felt it was a burden I was honored to bear. I'll say it that way, because I felt that way, Rainey, totally. I mean, when I wrote this book, my husband can attest, I did not sleep very often and was very stressed over like making sure that I got it right. And to your point earlier, not only the accuracy and adequacy of these stories, but also, yes, like what it means, you know, synthesizing it with my faith and with the Bible and having it be accurate and something that people can go to depend on as a faith source. And so every chapter, you talk about surrender, and I will say I didn't finish any chapter. I just surrendered it, because I could have tinkered with this book forever, but I really kept praying and working on and being dedicated to that synthesis, so that I had the right scripture and so that I had the right impact on it, what that meant for my faith walk and what I tried to cull from these stories, so that the reader would be left really inspired and having their iron sharpened as well, you know, educated and informed and inspired and heartened and in a clear way. I can get in the weeds, Rainey, because I'm an attorney, so I can start babbling, but I was just excited.
Keep
it on mission.
Well, and I think that's why it's appealing to so many people. It was certainly, the book was a blessing to me, Emily, and I would just encourage anybody, I mean, in the military, outside of the military, it's a great story. It's called Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. And, hey, moms and dads, if you have sons and daughters that are going to the military, get this book for them. This is a prep book for them for their life. So, Emily, thank you so much for writing this. Thank you for the time, and just a fantastic effort.
Thank you so much for everything that you just said, all of your support. It means so much in letting me come here and chat with you about it, and for your listeners. I am so grateful, truly. So thank you. Thank you so much.
This is great stuff. Under His Wings. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.